won!
Yes!
No, McMahon still won!
Yes!
It's stupid penalties!
No, they still took those.
And they still won! Yes! Let's go!
Good. We all feel good.
Stop!
Never gets rusty!
What am I doing?
Into my kitchen! Producer Drew, can you fix all this?
And when it comes to the Toronto Maple Leafs, you can crumple yeet!
Saw that going differently.
With you wherever you are, welcome to LFR.
Stay there, Iggy. Sit. We gotta reenact the game-winning goal. Domi to Matthews.
Oh, first try. Let's go. No way. We've never done that before. We have never, in 9 years, we have never even tried that. I am Gretzky!
By the way, Nikita Gusev, game used and signed stick for no good reason.
Oh, the first playoff one is always special! Least win! Game two over the Boston Bruins, tying this thing up and bringing it back home to Toronto!
Well,
let's talk about it! Did you see that thing with Iggy, my dog? That was sick! That was the sauce! It was sick! Max Domi with the blue line to blue line sauce! It's sick! Did I feel this confident the whole game?
No. No. Dude, if you saw the stream that I did on the SDPN YouTube channel, which somehow had more people tune into it than the first one, you will know that I went off at first intermission. And why not? Why not? Why wouldn't I go off? They played way better than the Boston Bruins the whole way through. Max Domi gets a nice one. And how do the Bruins get their own two goals? First one, Jake McCabe, stupid penalty. It's on the penalty kill. Penalty kill's not very good. Puck goes in. Leafs tie it. Okay, I'm not mad anymore. Oh, guess what? Leafs can't clear it because Samsonov makes a bad play. And now, with less than 8 seconds left, Pastrnak gets one. And oh, I went off. I went off on a number of people, and Ilya Samsonov was chief among them. And the Leafs roster to a man got better and better and better as the game went. And if you are not watching these streams on the SDPN YouTube channel, I'm doing them for the Leafs Bruins series. Adam Wild is doing them for the Canucks Preds series. You are wasting your time, brother. I don't know why I called you that. I'm really excited. All right, let's back up. First, Jake McCabe puts the Leafs on the penalty kill by cross-checking one of the Bruins right in the back. Very similar to game one. Again, I agree with the sentiment. I don't like them either. But, like, that's a very easy penalty. If you're a Leaf fan, you might be saying to yourself, gosh, it would have been nice if they called those penalties all the previous years! The Leafs have been in the playoffs! And while that very calm and reasoned opinion is valid, it still should have been called a penalty here. Leafs go to the penalty kill and want to see how that's going. Boy! Wow! Good gosh darn. This is just a big old puddle of poo. Look at this thing. Ew and gross. Brad Marchand. He's got a point blank shot here at Sammy's five hole if he wants. Charlie Coyle. No one on him. He's right handed. No one on his right hand side. But the Bruins instead go on extra hard mode and they fire the puck through the crowd to Geeky, and he's the one who scores. By the way, did the Leafs help Sammy on this play? No. Very no. But do you want to see how Samsonov ended up when the puck was on Geeky's stick? Heavens to Betsy no! How do you get your body in that position? No! That's bad. That's just all bad. Ew and gross bad. So if your plan is to be a jerk, which I am not opposed to, you better have a penalty kill. It's that whole saying, if you're going to be stupid, you got to be tough. You know that? The Leafs, if the penalty kill is being tough, are not that. But by the penalties that they take, they are indeed stupid. So we've got a disconnect here. Because the saying is, if you're gonna be stupid, you gotta be tough. But they forgot the second part because they're stupid. Anyway, we were all mad about that. Don't pretend like you weren't. Until very shortly after, the Leafs' top line of Domi, Matthews, and Bertuzzi goes to work. Matthews, the Bruins have been all over him like poop on Velcro. But he finally gets an open opportunity. Oh my goodness, rips it off the bar. But there's a rebound, and do you want to know where you find those? Where Tyler Bertuzzi and Max Domi are hanging out right here. Domi in front gets not one but two cracks at it, and the second one goes in. Maximum Domi ties the game for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Leafs, it's okay, can take the tie into intermission. What are you doing? What are you doing? Puck comes back to Ilya Samsonov. He tries to swipe at it. Fans on the puck. This is why I hate when goalies play the puck. Because go watch a game. Go watch any game. Go count how many times that players just whiff on the puck. They just whiff on it. Now imagine your stick is three times as heavy and so is your equipment. What are you doing? When it comes to mistakes leading to goals, it takes a village very often. And Samsonov flubs it. And Kampf, here Liljegren, after you, after you. Neither of you are Canadian. Stop having a Canadian standoff. And they can't get the puck out. That leads to a defensive zone draw for the Leafs, offensive for the Bruins. And I don't know how this situation happened. Look at this. Ew! Ah! Marner's nowhere near Pasternak, who's wide open, and then you look and you go, Benoit, how'd you get up there? It's like finding a $20 bill in an old coat, except it's not a $20 bill. It's just a bunch of termites and ow! With 8 seconds to go in the period, the puck goes through Samsonov. It goes through him. And again, did the Leafs do anything to help Samsonov on that play? No. But they outshot the Bruins in that period. They outplayed the Bruins in that period. But the Bruins played more mistake-free hockey than the Leafs did. And dude, I went off. I was emotional in the moment. I'll be totally honest. I didn't want Sammy to come out for the second period. I didn't. It had nothing to do with the amount of goals on the amount of shot. Okay, it had a little bit. Yeah, it was a little bit if I'm being honest. Listen. It happens a few times where the team in front of you is bad. I can forgive that. Between the end of the regular season and how game one went, I'm like, nope, no, we need a save actually. Can he provide that save? My answer at the time was no, so get out. Thankfully, I was wrong. And we'll talk more about how wrong I was. But first, there was more of this game to go. The Leafs scored 3 goals in the second period. That's the good news. The bad news is only one of them counted. First, there's Calle Järnkrok, who puts it right into the glove of Linus Ullmark. Ullmark was fantastic most of the night. We'll talk about when he wasn't. This one goes right into his glove. They review it. Ullmark's glove, the pocket of the glove, where the puck was, it's in the net. Was that puck 100% across the line? Maybe. Could you prove that it was 100% across the line? No, you could not. Unfortunately, hate to say, that goes to the Bruins. No goal. Not all that long after, Tyler Bertuzzi in front where you're supposed to be. Puck is in the air. I know that thing. Whack! He instinctually, he's like, that's the thing that you hit. And then he did. And he goes nuts. And Matthews goes nuts. And everyone goes nuts. It was reviewed for a high stick. And then it was called a high stick because it was a high stick. No goal. And just when it seems like the hockey gods hate the Toronto Maple Leafs in favor of the Boston Bruins, they give one back. Auston Matthews at the point on the power play. The Leafs have a power play, which a lot of Leaf fans don't know this, but it's supposed to be good news. You can forgive them for being a little confused about that on account of the Leafs. Järnkrok is way up in the high slot. He gets his stick lifted, but that actually allows the puck to go straight to John.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On Tavares. I want you to remember this one when you think about Ilya Samsonov not being able to get the job done. And I want you to think about this one when you think about the Boston Bruins getting cute and alternating their goalie. Who do you think you are? Swayman was as good as he was in game one, and the Bruins think they can just alternate to keep everybody fresh as a daisy? Here he is, John Tavares. The best you can do is try to play good defense and make it so that he doesn't have an open shot. Here he is, an elite player with an elite shot, one-on-one with a goalie, and he beats him. Clean! Johnny Toronto, how dare you! And the Leafs tie it at 2s after 2. Now we go to the third period. Now the game is getting squirrely. Coyle pokes at Samsonov, Labushkin punches him in the face and shouldn't have. Bertuzzi let his intrusive thoughts win and just went, ah! Slashed at Marchand's knee. Marchand acted like he was dead. And I would feel bad for him. Like, listen, you're not supposed to slash people in the knee, but, man, I've been watching him play like a really long time. Wait, is he okay? Did he get a? Well, then he's fine. It's fine. Sorry, I'm just going through the Rolodex of things Bruins fans have told me over the years. These are handy. I'm glad I kept these. But the Leafs give up a power play. That's bad and dumb. They kill it off, good and cool. Ryan Reeves took a Bruins player into the bench with him, which put Ryan Reeves off for holding, and the Bruins got too many men. Oh, that rules a lot. That's funny. But the moment, well, one of two, that decided the game. Maximum
Domi!
At his own blue line, he looks like he's going off for a change.
How many of you are old enough to have seen Free Willy in theaters? Just sauces it! Disgusting! I refuse to believe he's not part Italian. Sauces it into the air, and Matthew's catching it in his glove, laying it at his stick, and realizing, oh! This is Austin Matthews' stick! You're all dead! Ew on Linus Ullmark! Ew on Linus Ullmark! Ew on Linus Ullmark! Austin Matthews with his first of the playoffs and his third point of the game! The dude that I've been asking to show up showed up! And the Leafs take the 3-2 lead with their first lead of the series. Also, if you watch the most recent Steve Dangle podcast, you'll know that producer Chris Johnston had a ridiculous stat. The Leafs' last 8 Stanley Cup playoff games, that's going back to Game 5 of the Tampa series last year. The Leafs' last 8 Stanley Cup playoff games, they had not scored more than 2 goals. I couldn't believe that when I was told it. And then I thought, okay, well, we know they won Game 6. Oh, they won that 2-1. Okay. Well, we know they won Game 3 against Florida. Oh, they won that 2-1. Oh my gosh! Matthews with this one on a team that has gone 8 straight games without scoring 3 goals in a playoff game puts up 3 points. I'd say that's a pretty good night. Coming up on the end of the game, the Bruins get a miraculous chance. The Leafs do that thing where they're like, forget everything you've ever learned about hockey other than puck can't go in net. They're stopping it with their sticks and their feet and everything. How's the camera? How's the camera? Matthews straight up saves a goal in that situation. And for the final 2.5 minutes of the game, Bruins with Ullmark on the bench, pulled goalie, I'm like, okay, here it is. This is where we get to see the snot. Because it's not just about snot. It's not about laying a big hit or being a jerk after whistles and stuff like that. The Leafs have routinely struggled to shut games down when they're tight like this. It's 2.5 minutes to go. The hockey I watched growing up, if you were down with 2.5 minutes to go, you were dead. That, and if you pulled the goalie with 2.5 minutes to go, you'd be fired. But it's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Michael Bublé, who is a Leaf fan, he just pretends to be a Canucks fan. I choose to believe that. And honestly, that little stretch of time, the Bruins with the extra attacker, without incident. Marner did not have a good game, and we'll talk about that, but he got better as the night went, and he was instrumental in shutting that down and being part of the calm at the end. Tavares with some key plays. Nyes, I thought, was low-key great all night, even though that second line got caved in the first half of the game. Kampf and Yarncroke and Dewar I actually really liked. Not to disparage Reeves, who actually had a few really good shifts in the offensive zone, but in terms of defensive contribution, Yarncroke was getting thrown in there a lot. Marner up with Matthews and Bertuzzi when they were in more of a shutdown situation, which makes sense. And they come up with the game to win clean. Just like last year against Tampa, doesn't matter what the score was of game one, doesn't matter what the score was of game two, both teams had a win. That is all that matters heading into game three. Questions. James Sharman said big Leafs win bodes well for when Nylander and Marner return to action. So that's really cheeky because Marner was playing. Like, was he a positive contributor in some moments? Yes. Kyle Yarncroke's a positive contributor in some moments. He is. But there was a stat that we were sent, I think it was second intermission, where the expected goals for percentage of the Nyes, Tavares, Marner line was 2.9%. I don't think I've ever seen that, ever. Well, the Bruins were attacking it, and they were targeting that lot. Why? What? There's an $11 million center, who we know is aging, and a $10.9 million winger. Who gives a damn about the rookie? He might have been the best winger on that line tonight. Like, the expectations are so high for him and Nylander and Tavares to a certain extent, although it's dropping and he produced in this game, and Matthews. The expectations are so high, that's what the money is for. But even though he's being cheeky about it, James does make a good point. Matthews was spectacular in this one. Marner can be better. And Nylander can return to the series, and McMahon can potentially return to the series, a really low-key get for the Leafs. The fact that the Leafs have played very imperfectly through these first two games and taken a bunch of dumb penalties and made a bunch of dumb mistakes and still came out of Boston. Both those games were in Boston. They came out of Boston, one game apiece. Dude, there's a lot to be happy about there.
And I think maybe we give Mitch the next 48 hours off because there's still game three and you never know, you can put up 4 points. How's the heart rate tonight? The older I get, the more I get asked that question. I think I'm settling in. I'm settling into like the ideal dad build where I still work out, but food's delicious. Was this Matthew's best game ever? Ooh, good question. It's up there with his best playoff performances ever. It felt like he was really good. I don't know about dominant. And like, this isn't to disparage the game that he just played. It's me going, well, he's been in the playoffs every year since 2017. It almost feels insulting to call this his best playoff game. It was extremely, extremely good. And if he can build off that, Leafs are going to be hard to beat. On your stream after the first period, you were done with Sammy, and I'm sure a lot of other Leafs fans were as well. How do you feel about his ability to bounce back and give the Leafs a chance to win that hockey game? Yeah, man, I didn't love him in game one. I definitely didn't love him in the first period. Second period, third period, some of the saves he made were friggin' magical. Like, absolutely spectacular. The kind of saves where if it went in, you go, well, you know, he made the first save and there's a rebound and no one's there. What's he supposed to do? What he's supposed to do is the save that you saw him make. That's the gig, right? Your goalie is there for when all else fails, and all else fails like 30, 40 times a game. He was there in big situations in the second and third period, and that helped big time the Leafs win the game. Sam said, Leafs clearly the better team, right? Leafs in five? I thought they were clearly the better team in this game. I really do. Leafs in five, I doubt, but I would like. I guess we'll have to tag along and find out. Brand new Steve Dangle podcast tomorrow. For now, that is it for this one. Thank you very much for watching. Click like if you like this video. Click subscribe if you really liked it. Tell all your friends. Once again, brand new Steve Dangle podcast tomorrow. If you are not subscribed to SDPN on YouTube and or Apple and or Spotify, you are wasting your time, friend. You gotta be there. Woo!